Our local politics overshadowing a very holy time for some religious folks in Connecticut. That's the argument in regards to a special election taking place next month. This is for the 113th District State Representative seat. It was formerly held by Jason Perillo. He has since been elected to a state Senate seat. And so by vacating his post, we now have a special election coming up April 22nd. However, in a recent report, it shows that both Christians and Jews are very upset about this because early voting in particular will be interfering with the sacred days of worship. And so to talk more about this and understand sort of the issue here is Chris Healy. He is the executive director of Connecticut's Catholic Conference. And Chris, welcome to the show. Tell us first and foremost, what days in particular are troublesome with this special election and what is entailed for it?
Well, thanks, Melissa, for having me on. So as we all know, if you just have a normal calendar underneath you, whether you're a person of faith or not, the dates around the special election to be held on April 22nd are very close, coming right after Easter Sunday, which is that Sunday before that Tuesday, a Good Friday, which is the Friday before that Tuesday, and the last several days of Passover, which are the two of the holiest days of Passover. It is the holiest part of the Christian calendar, where Christ was killed, rose again to come to his kingdom and to save us. And it's a time of reflection, a time of penance, and it's a time where families obviously are busy, rededicating themselves or being part of their faith. And to have an election in the middle of this is unfair to people of faith who work on campaigns, people of faith that may be distracted, obviously, by an important election. And this is for people of Shelton. The 113th is what they call a sole town district. In other words, it's just the town of most of Shelton. And the idea that the Secretary of the State, Stephanie Thomas, and the Governor Lamont would be so callous and so reckless or so indifferent to that when setting the date. Now, let me explain to our listeners a little bit about the story behind all this.
Sure.
Jason Perillo was a state representative from Shelton. He was in a special election for a state Senate seat. Certainly the Secretary of State, which is one of its primary responsibilities, are elections. You would have thought somebody in that office would have said, well, there's a 50-50 chance that that state representative seat will be vacant if Jason Perillo wins the election. Mm-hmm. And that they would have been had that sort of teed up, knowing that they would have to make a special election. Jason Perillo officially resigned and sent a letter that the Secretary of State received on February 28th. Normally, they would turn around immediately and inform the governor's office, which starts sort of the statutory guidelines that says they have to within 10 days to set a date. The Secretary of State has an office in the state Capitol building on the first floor. The governor has an office on the second floor. Somehow, it took 5 days, by their own admission, for the governor's office to be notified. They literally could have walked the letter up a flight of stairs and said, by the way, here's the letter, go forward. So someone's not opening the mail at the Secretary of State's office. They lost 5 days there where they could have turned around and set the date for April 7th, before the Holy Days, before Passover, before the Easter holiday, and had plenty of time for candidates to assemble in a special election for what's a sole town district. Mm-hmm. Perfectly appropriate. There's also no law that says you have to have a special election on a Tuesday. So,
oh, that's interesting.
The other way.
Okay.
And they could have gone the other way and had maybe, say, the election on the 24th, a Thursday. But for us in the Catholic and in the Jewish faith, this is another secular indifference from our government. And I think, at a time where people are being reflective, who are worshiping, There's Good Friday for those of the Catholic faith know this. There's Holy Thursday. It's another day of obligation. So people are in church. They're praying. You know, Easter is not just about bunnies and candy and glazed ham. It's the holiest days of the year. I don't think it's so impossible for them to be
respectful of that. Well, so
and
here,
if they really were up against it, they could have just said, "Oh, by the way, we realize the timing of this is inopportune," but they didn't until we raised the issue, and clearly, somebody wasn't doing their job in the Secretary of State's office because they lost 5 days, Melissa.
So that was what I was going to say. Right. So that was going to be my question, Chris Healy, because so the thing I thought was pretty outrageous, which is when I then found this article on what you and many other Christians and Jews are saying in Connecticut, is that the governor actually was quoted blaming Jason Perillo. So he said it was unfair of Jason Perillo to step out of this role and put a resignation letter in because now it's impacting. And what I thought about that was, well, wait a minute. How is this Jason Perillo's fault when we've got a state representative seat that is empty and we're in the middle of a very important legislative session? How is this on Jason Perillo? But what you're saying here is that it wasn't actually, that the ball was dropped somewhere between the Secretary of State and the governor.
Well, the ball wasn't even picked up. I mean, I think anyone, and this is sort of the unwritten rule, state office workers, which include constitutional officers, don't come into work most of the time. And anyone who'll wander in any of these offices will see they're empty. They're still living by the new work ethic of the state employees that don't have to come into work except one day a week. And unfortunately, you know, it's just unforgivable that someone who properly resigned his office, Jason Perillo, was elected to serve in the state Senate. He then had to be sworn in. He has to first resign the office that he held to assume the office that he was elected to. He made proper notification. He dropped it off hand delivered. It was in the possession of the Secretary of State's office. Somehow no one bothered to figure that out. And it took after the governor's office called, I've been told, and then turned around and took 5 days. Again, had they done the 5 days, they would have been able to clearly given the people and candidates enough time to organize themselves, to raise the money, and to make their case in a special election. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you're fine. I was going to say, and technically, Chris Healy, if we didn't delay those 5 days, could this election have happened before Passover and Easter?
It was well within their discretion to do that. And again, this gets a little bit into the weeds of politics. Mm. But before I had this job, I was had a very active life in politics. I know a lot about special elections. Mm-hmm. This is a single town district. It's a small district. It's not five or six towns where you can make the argument you needed more time. So there clearly would have been enough time for two candidates to reach the voters of the people of Shelton and give them a chance. Let me also say that for people that are active in politics, they now have to choose between their faith and actually working on a campaign. So as people know, the most critical part of an election are the last 72 hours of an election where you're making phone calls, when you're trying to reach voters to get to the polls and to do early voting. Now, we can also make the argument that we're now calling people on Easter Sunday. We're now calling people on Good Friday. We're knocking on doors. Again, it's not respectful of one part of the year that's extremely sacred for people of faith.
We are chatting with Chris Healy, who is the executive director of the Connecticut Catholic Conference. And there is pushback, I think, for understandable reasons, Chris, because I myself am I always say I'm a child of God. And so interestingly enough, I do celebrate both the Jewish and Christian holidays. My father, a Jew, my mother, a Catholic. So if you want to figure out the math on that one, please feel free to do so.
You're covered.
I'm covered. We do it all. So we're doing Passover. We're doing Easter. And so I asked this question from the standpoint of people who maybe do not have a faith, and that's okay, no shame there, but will say, well, I don't understand, Chris Healy. What about Ash Wednesday? People will still make the time to do Ash Wednesday, but they still go to work. What about all the days that they don't, you know, eat certain foods, or they do Lent? They're still working. They're not really practicing their faith during what is also considered a sacred stretch. Basically, what do you say to the people who feel like this really isn't a big deal?
Well, it may not be a big deal to them, but there are 1.3 million Catholics in Connecticut. I don't know how many people the Jewish faith, but we have a sizable Jewish community around the state. We have many active parishes in Shelton. We have many active Christian parishes other than Catholic who take this part of the year very seriously. I'd point out, though, that I'm glad you mentioned Ash Wednesday, because on Ash Wednesday, the legislature met and passed a special bill that included giving Planned Parenthood, which is dedicated to the taking of innocent life, another $800,000 of our tax money. So that showed the sensitivity there by some of our secular legislators. Mm, but we'll put that aside. Ash Wednesday is the start of Lent. It is a holy day of obligation for people of Catholic faith. It's one of our major moments in our calendar, obviously, and in our faith calendar. But I don't think there's any question that between Passover, Good Friday, and Easter, those are really the, as they say, the high holy days of the Catholic faith. And again, it's more a point of this sort of disregard and secular indifference by our political by the political class in Hartford. And it's sad because the faith community and faith in our lives is what holds our families and our communities together. Mm. No one is looking for any sort of special dispensation. We're not looking for any sort of special honors. We're not looking for a little gold star to put on our report card or a cookie. We're asking for a respect of our time of the year where we, rededicate our lives and ask for forgiveness and praise the greatest story ever told of the death of Christ and his rising, and also to our Jewish friends who are obviously commemorating a very serious moment in their history with Passover. So it's also just unfair to voters, and it's unfair to people who work on campaigns that they now have to make this decision in conflict, when it could have been easily done had the Secretary of State, Stephanie Thomas, and her staff done their job. That's the bottom line here.
Have you heard from them, Chris? Has anyone responded?
No. They're under no obligation to talk to me. You know, I mean, the bottom line is the facts are the facts. I mean, as I told you, the Secretary of State's office, one of their primary responsibilities is the supervision of elections. They pay a lot of people a lot of very nice salaries there to sit around and keep an eye on things. And we had two special elections after the legislative, before the session started, because of two vacancies. Former Senator Kevin Kelly down in, again, your area, Stratford Shelton, chose not to take the oath to be a judge. Mm-hmm. Another legislator from Groton chose not to take the oath to become a workman's comp commissioner. Okay, so we had two special elections held on the same day. Anyone with an IQ of, above 100 would see, okay, in the Shelton Stratford special election, one of those candidates was a state representative.
Right. And it was before, a heavily Republican. Three out of four of those towns are heavily Republican. So it was, Jason Perillo was more of the favorite in that race. I agree.
I don't think a Democrat has held that office since the 1930s.
Well, exactly.
Let's just say, you know that there's a 50% chance.
Right, that you're going to have to be prepared.
That you're going to have a vacancy. So someone would have said, you know what, if the Republican wins, we need to just be aware of when he resigns and coordinate so that we have the full discretion and flexibility to set a date that's the right date convenient within the statutory guidelines. And there's the governor has 10 days to make the decision once they're notified of the vacancy.
Right. There were different avenues they could have taken, Chris Healy. Unfortunately, I have run out of time, but I appreciate your insight on this. And I think it's important that, like you said, you take back the lens on the entire thing and you have a better understanding of why people are upset and also the different avenues you could have taken to avoid this. And so I thank you so much for outlining that here on the show. And I hope we get to talk again soon. I really, really appreciate it.
I appreciate the time, Melissa. Have a great day and take care.
Thank you. And a happy early Easter to you and to those who celebrate, as well as Passover. Thank you so much again for your time. Chris Healy, who is the executive director of the Connecticut Catholic Conference here on WICC.